So we've got a holiday weekend coming up, and I know a lot of people are eager to get together with friends and family. Is there a way to do that safely?
Well, the high-risk situations are what we call the three C's. You need to avoid closed spaces, crowded places, and you need to avoid close contact settings. And so when you meet up with anybody who's outside of your social bubble, you need to be aware of that. You don't want to be in close contact with them. You want to be in an open area if possible. You know, outdoor venues are much, much less risky than indoor venues. And you don't want to have too many people in those areas. So, you know, an ideal thing would be is if you had kind of a dispersed gathering and that you were outdoors, and so there's wind blowing through and diluting whatever respiratory droplets might be shed. And again, you've got to keep from touching other people because that's going to be an instant way to transmit that disease.
You mentioned this idea of a social bubble. How big of a social bubble is it safe to have?
Well, the social bubble can be large if it's a well-controlled bubble. The larger the group of people gets, the harder it is to control everyone's behavior. The whole concept of the social bubble is everybody inside of that's responsible for everybody else's health. In my life, that social bubble is three people, you know, my immediate family. And once we get outside those three people, we practice social distancing. We practice, behaviors that help inhibit the spread of the virus, and we wear masks.
What do we know about how effective it is to wear a mask?
Yeah, so the studies to understand exactly how effective the masks are starting to come out now, and they're definitely coming down on the side that masks help. These masks really work at two levels. The first level is to prevent the spread of respiratory droplets from somebody who's infected. You know, that's coupled with the second aspect, which is if you aren't infected and you're wearing that mask, you're going to cut down on the number of respiratory droplets that you're going to get into your nose and into your lungs.
A question I get a lot, or I think about a lot, is whether it's safe to travel outside of the state. And if you are going to travel outside of the state, what's the best way to do that?
You know, when you're trying to make a choice between driving somewhere and flying somewhere, for me at least, it comes down to how much control I have over my personal space. And so for me, flying right now is a non-starter. I will drive places, and I will drive even far distances rather than fly on an airplane.
So what about going out and eating at a restaurant, browsing through a bookstore? Do you do any of these things right now?
I definitely patronize the local restaurants. I do takeout food. I want to do everything I can to keep our local businesses functioning. But eating in the restaurant is a non-starter for me right now. We're going to get through this eventually, and then these types of activities will start up again. But right now, you know, Arizona's just experiencing an amazing surge. You know, ICUs across the state are 80 to 85% capacity, and the curve is not going the right way. So we have to do everything we can to slow this thing down now using whatever mechanisms we can.
Paul Keim, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
You bet, Melissa.